Dolphins are some of the charismatic megafauna, big animals that deeply engage our attention. They're athletic, they're playful, they seem to be quite intelligent, even if some claims are overblown. Still, you won't ever see a dolphin with a cell phone, a labor-saving device, or transport. That may be all to their good, but we are aware that technological humankind could not have evolved in water. Phones and radios and TVs short out in salt water, and their electromagnetic signals propagate poorly therein. We need dry land for these late developments. Dry land is also far more biologically productive than our oceans, where nutrients are sparse and something to eat anything else is pretty close at hand. We owe dry land to plate tectonics. Starting about 600 million years after the Earth formed, the huge rocky plates formed. Slowly but massively, they jostle into each other. Earthquakes result. So long ago, we got the scraping together of lighter or less dense parts of the rocky crust, the continents. Once skimmed off, they float on the denser rocks of the crust rather like oil on water. The flotation analogy is not really a stretch. Over long times, all rock is rather deformable and is subject to flow. Another consequence of rock's fluid-like character is the bulge of the Earth toward the equator and the flattening toward the poles. Centrifugal force is throwing the mass of the Earth toward the fastest spinning regions. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.